This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The power of graphic images is most often used by those pro-life advocates who present images which they say change minds on abortion, creating a moral imperative to respond to the defense of children in millions of U.S. abortions annually. In an ironic twist, the case for going to war in Syria is being made largely by abortion advocates with the use of graphic images. Pro-abortion Democratic Chair and U.S. Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz says the war images offered by the White House left an indelible, searing imprint on her mind. Based on the images she has chosen, the abortion advocate says we have a moral responsibility to respond. This is Life News Radio. Slavery was wrong for something more than some notion that we don't like slavery anymore. It was wrong because property rights, which slave owners tried to claim, could not compare with the rights lost by those persons called slaves. Legalized abortion holds a similar rights conflict. Be courageous. Know the life issue. Understand the inherent conflicts in abortion. This is Life News Radio. From his first days as Pope, Francis has become known for making surprisingly simple personal phone calls. Anna, a divorced woman, refused abortion and feared not being able to find spiritual support for her and her child. She wrote to Pope Francis to ask how to find such support. Surprised by his phone call, she explained her fears to the Pope. Francis replied, saying, "I am convinced that you will not have trouble finding a spiritual father, but if not, know that there is always me." For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.